VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, now former personal lawyer Michael Cohen, spent much of Wednesday testifying before the U.S. House Oversight Committee. The public session was televised nationwide on many of the country's television channels. In his opening statement, Cohen apologized to the committee for his earlier untruthful testimony, which he said was edited by Mr. Trump's family attorneys. He said when he last testified, his role was to protect Mr. Trump, but that Wednesday's appearance was dedicated to telling the truth. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cohen says Donald Trump demanded blind loyalty, and some, like Cohen, stupidly gave it.
I regret the day I said yes to Mr. Trump.
Saying Trump insisted they lie on his behalf, even if it meant breaking the law, without actually issuing the order.
He speaks in a code, and I understand the code because I've been around him for a decade.
How many times did Mr. Trump asked you to threaten an individual or entity on his behalf?
Cohen told Congresswoman Jackie Speier quite a few.
50 times?
More.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump and North Korean leader, a dictator, Kim Jong-un, exchanged handshakes and pleasantries as they kicked off their second summit focused on denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. They are meeting in Hanoi. Tensions escalated between the nuclear-armed rivals India and Pakistan Wednesday, claims and counterclaims of shooting down each other's fighter planes. In an address on Wednesday, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said Pakistan shot down a plane so that there would be no collateral damage or casualties, but to show India that Pakistan will retaliate if attacked. This is VOA News. Egyptian